People who use the Anuel Way to ponder the daily liturgy know that this is the last page of this issue, because we're coming to the end of the Christmas season. The last day of the Christmas season, liturgically speaking, is tomorrow, Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. Many people now, today, are focused on Jesus Nazareno. And today is the traditional date of the celebration in honor of the Black Nazarene. You probably have heard the news that the traditional procession and gathering in honor of the Black Nazarene couldn't take place, and not allowed during the pandemic because of all the quarantine restrictions, so that the scenes of millions of people in the streets of Manila will not take place this year. But many people with devotion to the Black Nazarene have found other ways to try to express their love for Jesus carrying the cross. Well, we chose a theme for today, back when we set up our themes for the year 2020, and the theme for today was set aside as We Belong to God. We belong to God. I had that on my calendar. Probably no one here knew that that was the theme except me, because you don't have it on your calendar, but I knew that this is the theme, We Belong to God, and I saw it on my calendar a few days ago, and I said, oh, it's probably something to do with baptism, because tomorrow is the Feast of the Baptism, and we belong to God because we're baptized. That's when we became members of the body of Christ. We entered the church at baptism. So that's what I had in my mind before I looked at the readings. And that is a good direction to take. I won't reflect on it too much here, but we do belong to God because we are baptized. Baptism is the beginning of our new life in God. Today's gospel, which I hadn't looked at when I was thinking about baptism, is clearly about baptism. It's all about water and baptizing and ceremonial washings and John the Baptist and Jesus. But it's another one of these passages where John very deliberately points to Jesus. I am not the Christ. I'm sent ahead of him. He's the one who must increase. Okay, but going back to our theme, we belong to God. I was reflecting on this, and also knowing that in this Christmas season, we spend a lot of time reading the first letter of John, first epistle. Beautiful letter and very rich. It's kind of a Christmas gift to the church, that after Christmas, we start to read this letter of John. The beginning of that letter is one of my favorite passages, where John talks about the word of life, what we have seen, what we have touched, what we have looked upon. That is what we proclaim to you, the word of life. Another one of my favorite passages is from first letter of John, is the one where John says, we are children of God. We are children of God now, and what we shall later be has not yet come to light. When it comes to light, we shall be like him, or be like God, for we shall see him as he is. It's a great passage to reflect on, because it says something about who we are now and what we will be. So in my mind, I said, well, that's probably the passage for today, because the theme is we belong to God. I picked up my Anuel Way, I looked at the reading. It's not that one. It's not the one about being children of God and what we will later be, about seeing God as he is. No, this passage is from the very end of John's first letter. This is the conclusion of his letter. And there's a short expression here in one of the last verses. It says, we know that we belong to God, and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. Well, that's the theme, and that's what I was reflecting on until just about an hour ago, I got the news about Linda dying. Linda, who's been on our prayer chain for weeks and who we know she's been suffering. We knew she was in a very serious condition. Linda Garcia, she passed away at about 2:30 this morning. So I didn't know that, but when I happened to look at my phone and I saw a whole bunch of messages, I said, what's all this about? We belong to God, and Linda belongs to God. If we need any proof that we belong to God, all we have to do is experience the death of a loved one. When someone passes away, we realize we don't own them. We can't cling to them. They don't belong to us. We have to let them go home. So that idea kind of drove all my other ideas from my homily out of my mind. I thought, we belong to God. So sometimes in this life, people don't realize that they belong to God. We think we belong to ourselves. We do what we want. But when we die, we can't just do what we want. It's not up to us anymore. And then it becomes clear who we really belong to. It's very consoling to know that we belong to God when someone dies. In the case of Linda, certainly she belonged to God. She's very dedicated to God. She's a member of Anawim, very active member for years. Prayerful woman, a servant of the church, so she certainly belongs to God, and she was ready to die. And I just saw her a few days ago, gave her the sacraments. She was kind of looking forward to dying, meaning going to be with God. And she knew she belonged to God. She was entrusting herself to God. So in that case, even though someone's death, the death of someone we know is always painful, but it's also beautiful. It's beautiful when you belong to God to go back where you belong. You don't belong here. We belong to God. Let's set aside one of the negative connotations of belonging. Maybe this would not be the first thing that comes to your mind, but a lot of people, when they hear about religion or about God, they have a negative idea, and that is that to belong to someone is to be confined, is to be enslaved. I don't belong to anyone, I'm free. And if someone claims to own me, well then he's a master over me, and I'm his slave. That's the idea that people have, that if we belong to someone, it's bad. It's restrictive. It's an offense against our freedom to belong. It's kind of slavery or human trafficking. And there is a sense in which if someone belongs to someone, that could be, that does happen. People claim ownership over other people. It's very evil, very grave offense against human dignity. But that's not the sense of belonging that is referred to here in the scriptures. This belonging is the belonging that goes with love. When we love, we make a gift of ourselves, and then the person to whom we give ourselves can say, that one is mine. That's my beloved. We belong to that person whom we love and who loves us. So to belong to God is not against us, it's for us. It doesn't limit us, it actually expands us, makes us greater, freer, nobler, happier to belong to God. So in this verse it says, we know that we belong to God and the whole world is under the power of the evil one. The evil one does limit, distort, restrict, enslave. We should know the difference between belonging to God or belonging to the world or belonging to the evil one. It's a completely different experience. Anyone who thinks that belonging to God is a bad thing or is an enslavement, doesn't know at all what he's talking about. Some of you who were who joined the formation teaching the other day, you might remember this point that Pope Francis made in his catechesis on the seventh commandment, you shall not steal. Pope Francis was helping us reflect on what our property, what our money, what our belongings are really for in the plan of God. And he said that anyone who is not free to give is enslaved by his own possessions. Remember that point of the Pope. Anyone who can give can love. Anyone who can't give, not only can he not love, but he's possessed by what he possesses. We belong to God, which is freeing, because God is love. If we belong to the world, then we are possessed by the world. If we belong to the evil one, we are possessed by him. We are not free. And this is a completely different thing. So we're celebrating here that we belong to God. The whole world is under the power of the evil one. Since we belong to God, we can say what we don't belong to. We don't belong to the world. We don't belong to the government. We don't belong even to our families. They don't own us. We don't belong to the different groups that we associate with. We don't belong to technology. Twitter doesn't own us. Social media, they do not own us. We can use tools, but we are not possessed by them. Money doesn't own us. We don't belong to money. We don't belong to the people who have expectations on us. We belong to God, and God is love. So we belong to love. Now, let's take one further step in this, because it's a very beautiful thing to reflect on. It reveals our identity, who we really are. We belong to God. So no matter what is our favorite team or whatever school we went to or wherever we live, those things can identify us in a certain superficial way. But when we say we belong to God, it identifies the core of our being. And God is love. So to belong to love is, or to know that we belong to love is one of the greatest things that we can know. Nothing can enslave us. Nothing can oppress us because we belong to love, and love is more powerful than everything else. The gospel brings this to an even clearer step when John speaks about being the best man at the service of the bridegroom. Makes us think about marriage. When people get married, they give themselves away to each other. The wife belongs to her husband. The husband belongs to his wife. They really can say, I belong to him. I belong to her. It's really true. It's a belonging of love. It's not a belonging of slavery, of ownership. It's a belonging that frees, that makes possible growth in the relationship and in human dignity, great possibilities. It makes a space for the family. So this is what it is. And what this gospel reveals is that we are in a marriage relationship with God. We belong to God because we are his bride. We belong to God. And God delights in his bride. The Lord takes delight in his people. God loves his people like a groom loves his bride. God loves us because he sees us as his beloved spouse. We belong to him because we are given to him in a marriage. This is really what baptism has established. I started with the point about baptism, how we we became members of the church, we belong, our new life begins with baptism. Baptism is a marriage with God. And because of that marriage, we belong to Him. And because we belong to Him, we rejoice. So as we entrust our sister Linda to God, we rejoice that she belongs to Him. We also rejoice that all of us belong to Him. As we come to the conclusion of our Christmas season, we reaffirm the beauty of our identity as children of God, as the bride of Christ.